Cal Dakin. He is the managing director of Mercer Peace River, and he joins us on the line today. Cal, thank you very much for joining us as a simple icebreaker. How are things at Mercer Peace River right now?
Today, things are going well. Sun is shining, mills producing, and people are happy to be at work. So, yeah, it's a good day.
Some of the things that are happening, a potential carbon capture project is happening at Mercer Peace River. What is the latest on that?
So the carbon capture plant, we've been doing we have a mobile demonstration unit on site of a Svante carbon capture technology. And we've been we put the mobile demonstration unit in, commissioned it in December of last year. We're going to be running it for about 6 months. And we're testing whether the technology works well on our boiler flue gases. So we're very excited about the potential of capturing carbon from our operations.
The potential is there, obviously. It's got another couple of months to go, but how are things going with that demonstration project right now?
Fantastic. So, so far, all of the parameters that it's looking for, so what's the level of, what's the CO2 concentration in the stack, how much purity of capture is occurring, runtime, pretty much all the metrics are coming in within specifications. Although one of the ones that we have to test for, we will only be able to test at the end, is, does the filter medium hold up over an extended period of time? So we won't know those final results until the end of the trial.
How much potential is there for this project when all is said and done?
It depends on what parameter you're looking for, but from a carbon capture perspective, if we were to put in an IRSA 2000, which is kind of the largest unit that Svante builds, that would allow us to capture about 500,000 tons per annum.
How much will this have an effect on operations and with the mill itself heading further into 2026 and beyond, considering the factors and the market challenges right now?
This is a long-term project. It's not going to actually do anything for us in the near term. Like right now, we're in that feasibility phase. Once we've proven through this MDU, then we've got more of a viable project. But it takes about 18 months to do the detailed engineering on it and 2.5 to 3 years of construction. So if all goes well, we wouldn't be in full operation on it until 2030.
How much of a ripple effect do you think that this demonstration project will have, not only with the mill itself, but industry around the region?
So this is a really important project for us. So if you look at it, we're a hardwood pulp mill. We're dependent on, we're right in the past, we've been about 70% hardwood. We're working towards getting to 50% hardwood and 50% softwood. But the world markets they're challenging, and pulp markets are cyclical. They go up and down. But one thing is clear is that we're not going to be competitive on hardwood pulp globally. And so the need for us to diversify is very apparent. And carbon capture is one of those opportunities for us to diversify. So from our perspective, not only does this provide that path to diversification, it creates a much more environmentally, it's an environmentally sound product. It's basically capturing a waste stream and monetizing it. You couldn't ask for a better scenario from a sustainability perspective. And what it does is it stabilizes the mill and gives us another, hopefully 20, 30, 40 years of future. So we're really excited about that. And because we have a lot of interdependency, the forest industry is very interdependent. We're dependent on the local sawmills as we receive their residual chips, and they're dependent on us because we not only do we take their chips, we also take their residual hardwood. So from a regional perspective, the stabilization of this mill more or less backstops the forest industry for the whole northwest part of the province.
What message is there to leave with the region community as Mercer continues exploring this opportunity and to navigate the current challenges that are plaguing the pulp market right now and hopefully not too long into the future?
Well, I mean, this is an exciting step. We've been working this plan for a number of years, well before this current trade environment. Everything has kind of gotten stirred up with the U.S. We've never seen anything quite like what's going on internationally with the trade war. And as a result of that, it's really put the pulp markets and a lot of commodity markets in quite a tailspin. So the project of this nature and why we've been working on it is really important. These are the kind of steps that carry us into the next generation. And the interesting thing about this technology is, and part of the reason we're so excited about it, it would actually be applicable for any of the other pulp mills in Alberta. And so we see this not just as a step for us, a step for Mercer, and a step for Peace River. We see this as a step for Alberta. All of those other mills in the province can take this as a stepping stone, and we hope and encourage that they would make the same step as us. So we think it's a very big deal.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up here, Cal, is the sense that how much can this potentially be a footprint to other markets? You mentioned the province. How about Canada and maybe the world?
So the technology absolutely could be applicable on not just pulp mills, but any other post, combustion manufacturing where you have a fairly high concentration CO2 stream. So it could be applicable all over. And what's interesting about the Svante technology is it comes from the University of Calgary. Like, this is a Canadian technology, and it's manufactured in Burnaby. So it's a Canadian technology manufactured in Canada, and it's going to be applied on a Canadian mill. So this is a truly Canadian story. And one of the things that I would give a shout out to is Alberta has been the most progressive jurisdiction in the world, as in making the best opportunity for investment in these type of in carbon capture, because there's a long history of understanding, oil and gas and below ground and what sequestration would take. And they've been very proactive on making sure there's a competitive investment environment to do this. So I particularly see this as a big opportunity for Alberta. Some of the other jurisdictions in Canada, I think they've been a little slower. I don't think they've shown the same leadership that Alberta has shown. So I think they'll lag us a bit. There is certainly uptake in the U.S. I don't know if many people know this, but the U.S. is doing a lot of work on carbon capture, and I would hate to see them beat us to this when we have the technology made here that can be delivered here.
Sounds like it sets a lot for the technology, the investments, the stakeholders, and the staff for this project to really be successful, which it sounds like it is, does it not?
Yeah, so far we're very pleased. I would say that the federal government has been very supportive from a carbon capture perspective. They've got a lot of supportive programs for that. Everything seems to be coming into alignment. We're not there yet where it's a project that we've said that we're, in the technical parlance, we haven't made a final investment decision. That won't happen until we can finish the trial and do detailed engineering. So, we're a number of months, in fact, years away from doing that. But the key to a project like this is progress every day, every week. And that's what we've been doing. There is progress every day, every week. And this mobile demonstration unit is certainly a critical component there.
I certainly appreciate this. Cal Dakin is the Managing Director of Mercer Peace River. Cal, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
No problem.